Lấy. Ladies, Lokasya Sangstabhidaksamadita Dharmasya Hyanitasya Vipaka Parameshchasau Itavan. Up to this. Jivalokasya, of the planets inhabited by the living entities. Sangstabeda, different situations of habitation. Samahita, performed completely. Dharmasya, of religion. He, certainly. Anamitasya, of causelessness. Vipaka, mature stage. Paramesti, the highest personality in the universe. Asau, that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma is the most exalted personality in the universe. Because of his causes, devotional service unto the Lord in mature transcendental knowledge. He therefore created all the 14 planetary divisions for inhabitation by the different types of living entities. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the reservoir of all the qualities of the living entities. The conditioned souls in the material world reflect only part of those qualities, and therefore they are sometimes called pratibimbas. These pratibimba living entities, as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, have inherited different proportions of His original qualities, and in terms of their inheritance of these qualities, they appear as different species of life and are accommodated in different planets according to the plan of Brahma. Brahma is the creator of the three worlds, namely the lower planets called the Patala Lokas, the middle planets called the Bhur Lokas, and the upper planets called the Svar Lokas. Still higher planets such as Maharloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, and Brahmaloka dissolve in the devastating water. This is because of the causeless devotional service rendered unto the Lord by their inhabitants, whose existence continues up to the end of Dwi Parardha time, when they are generally liberated from the chain of birth and death in the material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Deyan Tasmai Sigrave Namah Ukam Guru Diva Chalam Pangam Langai Degram Yadki Padamande Sigram Dhinatanam Paramandamaravam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Translation again. Lord Brahma is the most exalted personality in the universe because of his causes, devotional service unto the Lord in mature transcendental knowledge. He therefore created all the 14 planetary systems for inhabitation by the different types of living entities. An interesting point that Srila Prabhupada makes here in the purport is that as one's devotional service, Krishna empowers. Just like in any sort of work, the more that one's ability and fortitude in execution of that work develops. Proportionately, the manager, the owner, empowers that worker. It's just common experience. We all have that experience. As you mature in your work, you become more expert in whatever trade it may be or whatever field of science or even sport. The more expert you become, the more you're supported. And devotional service works under that same principle, that as we mature in devotional service, Krishna empowers one to execute that service. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Parvartana. It's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that only one who's empowered by the Lord can execute successfully the process of devotional service. It's just common experience. So in our practices, in our daily practices, one has to be very mindful of that. Mam chayova bichareena bhakti yogena sevate. That when one comes to that level of unflinching execution of devotional service, where there's no fall down under any circumstance, then one comes to that transcendental or that platform of Brahman. In other words, one is empowered or qualified to progress nicely and not be disturbed by whatever circumstance we may come across, because certainly this material world is full of circumstances. Even Lord Brahma has to experience different challenges. But to speak of us, who are just simple living beings, the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami points out, he describes how the ordinary living beings, they have some 50 qualities. Prabhupada points out here in the first line here, the Supreme Lord is the reservoir of all the qualities of the living entities. Mata eva pritag vidha, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, that all qualities of the various living entities are created by me. Everything. Krishna is a reservoir of all qualities, and therefore whatever comes from him, be it this part and parcel or that part and parcel, they're also having those qualities to some degree. So he describes that the ordinary living being has their 50 qualities, that personalities such as Brahma and Shiva, they have an additional 5, making 55. Lord Narayan has an additional 5, making 60. And Lord Krishna has the 64, the additional 4 qualities. Can anyone name what those 4 are, just for our own education? He's surrounded by loving devotees. He has transcendental pastimes, all attractive pastimes. He plays his flute. And what else? What's the most important one? He's the most attractive. He's the most beautiful. So those four are exclusive to the Lord, to Lord Krishna. So all of those qualities, they're manifest, they're shared with all of his parts and parcels to some degree or another. The conditioned souls in the material world reflect only a part of those qualities, as Prabhupada points out here. Therefore, they are called pratibimbas, or reflected images. Right? Just as the sun and moon, it's reflected off of the ocean, we can understand that there's a real moon. There's a real sun. Although it's, although we're only experiencing a reflection, we can understand from that that there is a real sun and a real moon. In other words, there's real form. Just like a mirrored form, we can understand it to be. Or a shadow of the real form. But there is form. And that form suggests qualities. And it also suggests activities. So the living beings are moving about, as Prabhupada points out here. They've inherited different proportions of his original qualities. And in terms of their inheritance of these qualities, they appear in different species of life. They move about. So we can understand that there's a reality, that reality has form, that reality has qualities, that reality has pastimes, activities. It's not just some homogeneous sort of existence, right? Where everyone just has white robes and halos. No, it's quite the opposite. Instead, there's all sorts of activities and experiences. And Prabhupada points that out here in the purport as well. That Brahma is the creator of the three worlds, namely the lower, the patalas, the bhurs, the swargas. But still higher, there's Mahar, the muni lokas, they're described. Mahar, tapa, what is it? Jana. They're muni lokas. So these places, they're all experiencing activity. There's something going on. And that activity is full of variety. And although there's that variety, again, we can understand from that logically that variety of activity means that there's also different experiences. There's also travel. As Prabhupada points out here, there's different planets. Purushak prakriti stohi bhunkti prakriti janganan. When the living entity experiences or associates with that energy, that material energy, then automatically there's activity. There's something going on. The living entities travel. Urvam gacchanti sattvasta. They may go to a higher place. Madhye tishtani rajasa. They may go to the middle planets, as Prabhupada points out here. The bhur lokas, the bhuvhar and bhur lokas, and the antarikshas, the middle planets where there's heavenly living beings. There's the ghosts and rakshasas. Then there's the typical human being or the earthly region. And so all of these places, the living beings are traveling up and down. Right? Brahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Avartino Jana. They're going up and down, up and down, up and down. There's so many different experiences going on. So it's not some just some whiteout. No, there's something, some experience going on. And all of that is being conducted by the Lord's energies. Parasha Shakti Vibhai Vishuyate Svabhavika Jnana Bala Kriyacha. They're all working very consequentially. There's some purpose to them. And sequentially, they're working in some order. It's not some chaotic experience where there's nothing, there's no meaning or purpose. But it's there to satisfy the desires of the living beings. Oh, if you want to enjoy in some heavenly place, then you can go to a Svargaloka. If you are engaged in some hellish activities, then you can go to Patala Loka. If you're interested in making use of this human form of life, and then you can go to where the sages live. Go to Satyaloka, to go to Janaloka, Tapaloka. And then when everything is all ready to be wrapped up, as Prabhupada points out here, Dwi Parardha time, when that end of life comes and the end of Brahma's life, everything is wrapped up. There are some who stay on, as Prabhupada points out here, from the partial devastations because of their devotional service, because of their causeless devotional service. They're allowed to stay on further, engage in tapasya or purificatory activities. But everything has to be wrapped up. Everything has to eventually be finished. Even Satyaloka, where the great Lord Brahma lives. So this is what we can understand from all of this is that there is a purpose and a meaning to the Lord's creation. And when one is sufficiently matured in devotional service, Krishna empowers that living being to execute one's service properly and effectively, and then make use of this human form of life. Of course, we understand that to be a getting out of this material world and ultimately going back to the spiritual kingdom. Vidura is inquiring here from Maitreya that please describe this creation and the sequence and how this order is happening. And it's a very wonderful description here and very wonderful explanation given by Srila Prabhupada. And what we can understand from it is that if we want to make use of this human form of life, then we also have to become fixed in our devotional service, become mature in our practices, so that Krishna will empower us to not only make use of our own being, but give it an opportunity to others. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Hare Krishna Rama. Thank you for the wonderful class. Whenever the class is over and the person that was speaking asks, is there any questions or comments, I always feel like to say thank you. And also, I would like to just say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every time. So should I continue to do that or should I?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I don't think we can hear enough of that Hare Krishna mantra, that super mantra that you're reciting. We can't hear enough of it.
Thank you. That's all.
And we can't hear enough of questions. Comments. Comments are always welcome.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for speaking some words of wisdom. So in the class we were talking about, you can go to the heavenly planet, and in those particular planet, you won't be destroyed after the annihilation, from what I understand. So you can continue your devotional service. And you can go to those planets, or you can come to Earth, as I understood from the philosophy. The middle planet is kind of also a good place to advance in spiritual life. And since Mahaprabhu, he came here 500 years ago, can you speak a little bit more about the relationship about coming here on Earth to advance in spiritual life, or going to those like Tapaloka planets?
Oh, very good question. The significance and special mercy that we receive from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his appearance in the earthly realm is that by the chanting of the holy names, which is the prescribed method of spiritual advancement and self-realization, liberation, all of those things are within that holy name. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that simply by doing those, that simple activity, there's no reason, there's no need to perform any austerities, tapasyas, that would elevate one that the yogis and the jnanis practice in order to elevate to such places as Tapaloka, Janaloka, and ultimately Satyaloka, where Lord Brahma resides, Siddhaloka, where all the perfected beings live. Of course, that is available for those. It's a long, arduous process. It's long. It takes many, many, many years, many, many lifetimes. So to bypass all of that, we, instead of taking the stairway to heaven, we take the elevator. And that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method. We're taking the elevator to the top floor. And again, it's there's less risk involved because the holy name is so merciful. There's less risk involved. It's pleasant. It's easy to perform. You don't have to sit on a bed of nails or underwater for so many years, 50,000 years underwater. There's no need. If you just use this one lifetime, whatever it is, 40, 50, if you're lucky, 60, 80, if you use those short few years in just focusing on the chanting of the holy names, then you're immediately taken to the spiritual world. There's no doubt of that. That is the special grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jai, thank you. Any comments?
question about Buloka specifically.
About Bhur Loka?
Buloka? Am I saying that correctly? I am a newbie to understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam and the whole philosophy around bhakti. But I do understand that there's different planets, that we come to different planets to learn certain things. And I wanted to know, I want to ask, the purpose for living entity to come to Buloka, what is it? Why do we come here to this planet?
Why did we come here?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Why did we come here? Why would you want to come here? why would you want to come to that place where you're going to have to experience birth, death, old age, and disease? Who would want to do that? Except for someone who's mad. There's no other reason. Because we're so nunam pramatta kurutevi karma, because we've been so absorbed in sense gratification, we've fallen into this condition. It's not a pleasant place to be. Who wants to grow old, die, be diseased, struggle? No one. It's not a pleasant place to be. But since we're here, what can we do to make the best use of it? We have to learn something from it. It's just like in anything you do in life. What can you learn from that experience? What have I learned from this experience? When you go out driving your car, what have I learned from this experience? When you go out and do whatever, what have I learned from this experience? So we also have to step back a moment and think, what am I learning? What am I to learn from this experience? That it's not natural. There's many things, of course, but it's not natural. It's not pleasant. It may be, there may be a little enjoyment, but it's so temporary and fleeting. I have to work so hard for it. What is the purpose? So we have a great opportunity in this realm to make that inquiry. And we have that great opportunity in this realm to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is very significant. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this region. He could be in Satyaloka, he could be in Mahar, he could be in Jana, he could be all... He's everywhere. But he's decided to come to Bhurloka, the earthly realm, to make it very easy for those conditioned souls to go back to the spiritual world. So that's a very special opportunity. That's a very special gift. So, we need to learn from this experience. We need to analyze, why are we here? And what is it that Krishna has done to make to give me an opportunity to become successful in life? I have to learn from that experience. And that learning experience means executing Krishna consciousness. So, and that's just one thing that we can understand from that. Otherwise, we're here because we engaged in so many materialistic activities and we fell down into this world. Maybe we've been elevated from a lower hellish region and now again we have this opportunity. Or maybe we fell from the heavenly planets, the Svargas, and came to this region. Again, we have a great opportunity, something that even the heavenly denizens want to experience. But they're stuck up there in the Svargas. Or their antarikshas. They may be stuck in the subterranean heavenly planets where they're intoxicated by their enjoyment. So we have a great opportunity. This is actually a blessing. It's actually a blessing.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Good answer, Prabhu, to the question. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is having a conversation with Uddhava. And similar to the question that you asked, he said, Lord Krishna says, thus, due to the great variety of desires and natures among human beings, there are many different theistic philosophies of life, which are handed down through tradition, customs, and disciplic association. There are other teachers who directly support theistic viewpoints. Then he says, O best among men, the intelligence of human beings is bewildered by my illusory potency, and thus according to their own activities and whims, they speak innumerable ways about what is actually good for people. Some say that people will be happy by performing pious religious activities. Others say that happiness is attained through fame, sense gratification, truthfulness, self-control, peace, self-interest, political influence, opulence, renunciation, consumption, sacrifice, penance, charity, vows, regulated duties or strict disciplinary regulation. Each process has its proponents. You see, all the persons I have just mentioned obtain temporary fruits from their material work. Indeed, the meager and miserable situation they achieve bring future unhappiness and are based on ignorance. Even while enjoying the fruits of their work, such persons are filled with lamentation. And then he says, O learned Uddhava, those who fix their consciousness on me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot possibly be experienced by those engaged in sense gratification. Very clearly. So Krishna is very happy. Krishna is very kind that he accommodates every living entity according to their desire. So that's why some of us were in the earth planets, some were in the lower planets, higher planets.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.